anyone ever tried to tell you that the abundant life in Christ means your life will be easy, or that you'll always get what you want and have things go your way? Scripture teaches that the Christian life often has its shares of challenges and difficulties. Sometimes God permits us to go through the fires of life so that we become better people. Paul Ladd brings us today's segment of Refiner's Fire.
One of the most prolific Christian writers and speakers across the world is Johnny Erickson Tada. Maybe you've read one of her books or heard her popular daily radio program, Johnny and Friends. If you have, you know that Johnny was injured in a diving accident more than 45 years ago that left her unable to use her arms or legs. You also know that Johnny has not let her disability stop her from becoming a best-selling author, talented painter, and radio and TV host. And those are just a few of her achievements. We caught up with Johnny at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Nashville, Tennessee, where she told us about some of her latest projects. Johnny, it is a pleasure to have you with us today.
Absolutely. Good to be with you and all my friends at World Christian Broadcasting.
Is it hard to believe it's been 45 years?
Oh, my goodness, yes. I look back on my life, 4.5 decades of living with total quadriplegia, not use of my hands, no use of my legs. I wonder, was I ever on my feet? Was there ever a time on my life, in my life when I was on my feet? It's almost a different person back then. But, you know, the closer I get to the Lord Jesus through this disability of mine, and believe me, Paul, every day I'm being pushed into the Savior's arms out of desperate need. I run to Him every morning. Oh, God, I cannot do this thing called quadriplegia one more day. You are going to have to show up. Your grace is going to have to be sufficient. Please help me. I mean, to live with that sense of urgency and that desperation to need Jesus every single morning and all throughout the day, boy, I wouldn't want to trade that for anything, for any amount of walking on my feet. So, yeah, 45 years is a long time to be in a wheelchair. But when I see how close it's drawn me to Jesus Christ, I tell you what, it's worth it.
Johnny, one of your new projects is you've written several new brochures addressing issues that people face every day. What are some of these issues?
Well, some of the titles of these pamphlets are God's Hand in Hardship, and another one is called A Thankful Heart in a World of Hurt. Another pamphlet is Gaining a Hopeful Spirit. You see, the reason I wanted to write about these topics in a short, abbreviated form is I wanted to convey the really golden nuggets which have enabled me over 45 years of living as a quadriplegic to trust God's hand in my hardship, to have a thankful heart in my world of hurt, to gain a hopeful spirit on days when I feel depressed. And I thought if I could just boil down and abbreviate those things, those insights from the Word of God, which have uplifted me, guided me, directed me, comforted me, that it would be a true encouragement to all those who might read these pamphlets. And they're 14 pages long, and they're large enough to just tuck into your Bible and keep for ready reference. So I hope people read them, enjoy them, use them, and be blessed by them.
You don't have to be a quadriplegic to face a lot of the issues that you talk about.
Absolutely not. You know, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians that God comforts us so that we can comfort those facing, and it says, quote, any trouble. So even though I'm a quadriplegic, I feel like I can speak into the hearts of people who are dealing with any trouble, any trial. There might be people listening today who are feel paralyzed by anxiety, or they feel handicapped by fear, or they feel crippled in some life situation, or a dead-end job, or a difficult marriage. There might be all kinds of different handicapping conditions that limit us, but the same principles that have guided me for so many years can encourage others. And I think if I were to boil it down to that one insight from His Word that has blessed me the best, it would be God permits what He hates, to accomplish that which he loves. I don't think God likes my disability. I don't think spinal cord injury gives him pleasure. He hates diseases and disabilities. Jesus spent most of his time when he walked on earth trying to relieve diseases and disabilities. But he allows these things. He permits, ordains, purposes these things. He permits what he hates to accomplish that which he loves. And what does he love? Christ in us, the hope of glory. And if Jesus Christ learned obedience through the things that he suffered, as we're told in the book of Hebrews, then I don't think I'm above my master. I'm going to have to experience some difficult trials and some painful disappointments. But all in all, it creates in me Christ, the hope of glory. And that is worth it.
You can find out more about Johnny Erickson Tata's work at johnnyandfriends.org. And Johnny is spelled J-O-N-I. Next time...
God used this cancer, he's used this battle to draw us so much more closer together, so much more intimate with one another.
This is Paul Ladd for Refiner's Fire.